after a rough draft of Rosh Hashanah Summer from last week. And it's online. The audio version is online. Both. Oh, the written version is also online. So if anyone has any haris, I'd appreciate any haris. Bezer Hashem, tomorrow night, as we celebrate, we begin celebrating Purim, even though Talach is something slightly debated in the Gemara, but something that we definitely passed in. But still, it's a minug based on the Ramad to start being v'simcha ready well Purim. The minug in all yeshivas is to have mesiba ready from Europe. Minug in Europe is to have a spiel as well. In the Lashon, they used to have a spiel. It's not only a new thing. So we're going to have a mesiba. So everyone's invited. Love to everyone in my house from 10 o'clock and on. Bezal Hashem. And after Purim, a different note. There is a bechina. Of course, bechinas are also happy things because we know that bechinas, in order to enhance a person's chazara, a person's limud, so there'll be bechina bez Hashem. Keep in mind that April 10th is the bechina, and please make sure to regiment your learning accordingly. We know Rabbi Yehuda Levi, one of his most famous quotes was, "Levi b'mizrach v'ani b'sof mayrov." So, quite a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but lehefuch, I have the zechus of going to Eretz Yisrael on Monday, Bez Hashem, for the yeshiva, for a week, but I'll have to say that ani b'mizrach, b'livi b'sof mayrov, to an extent, meaning, it's the zechus to go to Eretz Yisrael, it's a very special zechus, but it's always definitely a strong downside is not having the zechus of being every day in the Beis Medrash, so just know that I won't be here from late Monday night, I'm leaving Monday night, Bez Hashem, till the next Monday, Bez Hashem, and we'll try to have a chabura on this coming Monday, Bez Hashem, the day after Purim Meshulash, and Yerushalayim, the day after the Suda, Monday, the Chabura, since I have to leave, that'll be that week's Chabura. And then the next week, we'll already be back to normal, we'll have on Thursday, Bez Hashem. Also, there are many wonderful organizations collecting for Od Yosef Chai. Rabbi Orlian is collecting for Nathan Salvionim, Rabbi Orlian is collecting for the famous organization Od Yosef Chai. Everyone should take that into consideration, and if you have any monies to give to him, please make sure to do so now or until Purim. Yes. Sorry? He also dropped in. Oh, Dravaldich, within the Chulun Tolo. He did a discount. Dravaldich. Stay at Tobit. Sorry? He did money for free. Baruch Shechino Azman Azeh, we're zochet to start the beginning of Maseches Chulun, a little bit out of order, of course. And perhaps as you began your limud, you understood why it was that we began with the second parak and then went back to the first parak. The reason is that the Hakdama to Shechita really is in the beginning of the second parak. That's where we start the halachos of Shehiya, Drasa, Chalada, Hadrama, Itur, that Shechita exists. And now we get to a lot of Gishmak raid as far as the halachos of Shechita. But this is not the beginning, really, of Shechita. It's talking about who can do Shechita. First, you have to know what a Shechita is. As the Gemara says in certain Masechtos, Tana Hechatai. We start with the Mishnah, but what's the Tana talking about? What's he modifying? So we began with the intro to Shechita. Now we're beginning to follow some of the other halachos of Shechita. The Mishnah says, Hakol Shochtin. All Jewish people can shecht. Vishkitas and Kesherah. Chutz, Nicherish, Shotze, Vikotam. Shem Yitatku. And of course, the Gemara, as I'm sure you begin to see, has many different understandings of how we read the Reish of the Mishnah, the Seif of the Mishnah, the different Lashonos of the Mishnah. But Tosos, in the first Tosos in Chulun, is world famous. Tosos quotes, Kasuv, the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, the Nashim Reyushchutu, Hilchos Eretz Yisrael says women should not shecht because daitan kalos. Tosfos takes issue with this. Tosfos brings a raya from a Gemara that l'chora Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is not correct. What's the Gemara? So Tosfos ve'in nireh. De'afil b'mukdashin shoch Tosfos chatkila. Even in mukdashin, even kadshim, we know that shkita is very bizarre. So too, women can shecht. And the Gemara continues, and we see that it's really clear from the Hemshecha Gemara that there's a technicality. But really, woman can even shecht l'chatzchil. Zachtosos, that's kachim, so yesh b'chama sayimana. If woman can shecht kachim l'chatzchil, kolshtein v'kolshtein v'kolshtein, they can shecht chulin l'chatzchil. But Hilchos Eretz Yisrael seems to disagree. What's Pshat in Hilchos Eretz Yisrael? So before we see different ways in Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is quoted in different Rishonim, the Beis Yosef, in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, quotes this halacha from Hilchos Eretz Yisrael and explains a little bit. He just quotes a full quote from Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, and there Hilchos Eretz Yisrael seems to explain what he means, at least in one version, as to why a woman cannot shech. Zakt, the Beis Yosef, in the first source, the Marmar Kamal Sheet, Chaim, all the way in the back, you have Marmar Kamal Sheet, they made it all the way to the back, the Valdik. You hear you also have, all in the corner? Mary, all in the corner, didn't have the Valdik, okay. Everyone have? How does this happen? It's hard to understand. From the beginning, there's just some people that are just missing. Okay, we're also just know, with Derech Klal, I think ever since we began having Marmar Kamal Sheets, or handouts, they've been handouts in every Simcha Chabura. So if you're sitting in a Chabura and you find yourself without a handout, inquire as to where they are, because the pasha is that you didn't get one unless we change the policy. So try to ascertain that you have a handout. Zot the Beis Yosef in the first source. The Torah writes that woman can shecht. The Torah passes woman can shecht. Ken kasu hatosfos b'resh chulin, as Tosfos in chulin. Tosfos says, Hilchos Eretz Yisrael asers, but of course we pass when they can. Udulo, Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, not like Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, in the parentheses they added, that's Hilchos Shchita v'Adat Adoni. Shekasvu, there it says, the Nashim lo yishvatu. Woman should not shecht. Why? As Tosfos says, Meshadaitan Kala, they have in mind always to become a Kala, and Zoptosos, Shema Yis'alfu. Zok, the Beis Yosef, two words that were not added by Tosfos. Even though Tosfos did say Daitan Talos, Tosfos did not say the two words which Eldon Adoni seems to add in our version of Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, Shema Yis'alfu. They might faint. Since they might faint, that's the concern. So Daitan Talos doesn't mean, as we have sometimes in the Gemara, Daitan Talos Venochos Lispatos. Usually Daitan Talos means that they can be more convinced to do certain things. Zok the Beis Yosef, from the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, no. Daitan Talos here is a Melitza. Daitan Talos means that they're of weaker constitution. Since they're of weaker constitution, they're not going to be able to survive a Shlita. It's blood, it's gory, and we're concerned Shema Yis'alfu. They might faint. And if they faint, we're concerned it's not going to be a good Shlita. That's a more complete version, it seems, of Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Which means, L'chora, could one ask Tosfos Kasha? L'chora not. One might say, Halacha, in theory, wouldn't condone woman shechting. That's the Raya Tosfos from Kachim. But practically, since we know they're of weaker constitution, we're not going to say they should do it because they might faint. Meaning in the Mikdash, if we're washing them, there's no concern. But Lamaisa, that's not the way things were accepted, perhaps. But L'chora, okay, an economy. Right. Meaning the Pashup Shad is that, and just to add what you're saying, L'chayr Shema Yisalfu, then in the Mikdash also we should consider Shema Yisalfu. Right, and Konami. One might be able to squeeze out of it. But you're right, still, definitely the Pashup is that it's not, that it's against Tosos, against the Gemara. And furthermore, it seems to be against our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, Eitan?
I mean, it's unclear, but it's still saying that it's
Okay, also. Right, also true. So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara in Daftim Amud Beis says Mefurish. The Gemara has many different versions of what it means. Kon Sheshachtu, Hakol Shochtin, and the Gemara says in Daftim Amud Beis, in the middle of the Amud, Hakiktani. This is smack in the middle of the narrow lines. If you look in Tosfos Delesse Kaman Delivtike, so in the middle of that Tosfos is the Gemara. Ravina Mar Hakiktani. Ravina Amar Hakiktani, Hakol Shochtin. What does that mean? Hakol Muchzakin Shochtin. Anyone that's certified can shecht. Muchzakin Af Pishen Mumchin. Bamed Mamurim, when can a person shecht? Sheshachtu Ufaninu Bezid Umpamim. If they already shechted two or three times in front of us, Velonis Aleph, and they didn't faint, then this is Ravina's reading of between the lines what the Mishnah means. Hakol Shochtin means most people can shecht if we know they're good Shochtim. Even though they don't necessarily know the halachos, we know they can be a surgeon. That's lonis alif, if they didn't faint. If they didn't shecht in front of us two or three times, then they should not do so. Shemi Yisalef, because Lemaisa they might faint. But says the Mishnah, again, this is Ravina's reading of the Mishnah, V'imishachat, if they ended up shechting, V'amar barili shonis alafti, and he said, I know I didn't faint, Shchitas uksheira. So according to Ravina, the way to read the Mishnah is that, are we concerned for Iluf? A little bit. A priori, if we have a person who can shecht, we'd rather that he shecht Beis Adin L'Pam in front of us, make sure he doesn't shecht, he doesn't faint, and then we're going to ascertain that the shechita is good. But what if he did it and he knows he didn't faint? Is the shechita still good? Yes. Then the Gemara says, that's Ravina's understanding, meaning there's a little bit of concern for Iluf, but that's only Ilchat Chila. That's Ravina's understanding. There, as you might have seen from beginning to read the Gemara, there are many different understandings, five or six understandings of how to read the Mishnah. So others didn't read the Mishnah that way. What's the others? Why didn't they read the Mishnah as being concerned for fainting? Zakh the Gemara in the second wide line on Dimel and Beis. Le'lufei v'l'cheshinon. All the other Amoraim, they read the Mishnah as saying something else, other than the concern for fainting, understood that we're not concerned for Iluf. We're not concerned for fainting. Memela, we have a machokas on the Gimel and Beis, machokas Amoraim, if we're concerned at all for Iluf. According to the Amoraim, in fact, that's what we passed in, we're not concerned for Iluf b'chlal. We don't care about fainting. But even those that are machmir and say we're concerned for Iluf, hold that it's only l'chad chila, you need Beis or Gimel upon him. And even if you didn't do that l'chad chila, but the evid, if you know you didn't shech, you didn't faint, the shechita is k'sheira. So to say that we're concerned, like Beis Yosef quotes from Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, that the whole concern is Mishum Iluf, is a very big chumrah. Because we see in the Gemara, even the most machmir opinion for Iluf holds that it's only l'chad chila not to shech, because Shema Yisalfu. But even they hold, the evid, if you shech and you say, you know you didn't faint, everything's okay. So to say that across the board women shouldn't shech because they might be misalfos is a big chumrah, gabi chumrah. It's taking the dash yachid we don't pass in life, and then saying we're choshish worse for nashim than for other people. So what you have to say is that this whole Gemara is referring to men. In fact, the Ramban says in the second source, quoted in the Rashba, the Ramban says, by men we say we never say it's a concern of fainting. Here says the Ramban Zal, minaminan, wa'el, yami mumchin, derov mitzuyin etu shkita muchzokin hein, alma, lo chayshin and lot klal di'iluf b'vendas in a matzut klal. Any person who is a mature person, who is a bardas, once he's over 13, he's not a cheresh, shot of a katan, he's not going to faint. So says the Ramban, the Metzias is, we passed in l'ilufei lo chayshinim. It's in a matzut klal. Strong lashon of the Ramban, quoted in the Rashba. The other opinion Ravina seems to hold, it's a little bit more matzui. But either way, it's a tremendous chiddush to say that nashim have that concern. Elamai, l'chori, you have to say, according to the way that Beis Yosef quotes Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, this whole Gemara, b'med, ramamurim, that it's in a matzui klal, like the Ramban said. Or, if we understand like Ravina, it's a little bit more matzui. That at least we l'chila try to have them have a certification that they're not going to faint. That's all by who? By men. But by women, no, they're of such weak constitution, which concerns Shema Yisalfu. That's a tremendous chiddush. So again, according to one reading of the Gemara on Dimon Beis, the chashash for Iluf is only l'chatchila sheva l'chatchila. But if a person shechts and he says he knows he didn't faint, is that going to be a good shechita? Yes. But according to the way we passed in, you don't even need that. There's no chashash for Iluf b'chlal. And the Rabban explains, just davar she'eino matzeh klal. So l'chora, if you say what Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, you have to take that hanacha in the Gemara and say that that's only true for men. But for women, we're going to be more machmir, at least we're concerned for Iluf. Eitan? Right, it could be the Beis Yosef quote, but the other Rishonim quote the same thing, from the same lashon from the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, so that sounds like it's going to be, at least it's concerned. You're right, the way we do have it, such as in the Rush, we'll talk about in a minute, the Mordechai, they don't necessarily have that, but at least that's the way, it's more than one Rishonim quoting the same idea from Hilchos Eretz Yisrael.
Do you know
Tosfos
is really not in love with the
No, right. Still, right, but it's still the Argumara says Luufit Lechashinam. So it still has to be the other tzad that says that it's a chumrah. You're right, it's not impossible, but it's just a little bit more improbable to say the way Hilchos Eretz Yisrael says it based upon Argumara. We have to test it. And yeah, could be Hilchos Eretz Yisrael would say these hanachos. Frank?
Doesn't the Mishnah Nida say that women can shech?
What's Mishnah Nida?
That's
She's Overis based at Tavachim. No? What does it say? So, but even so, that could be without the concern of Iwuf. But even more than that, Lamaisitosis proves it from Kachim. Happens to be that the Kafta of Farach, one of the great Rishonim, who was not Hilchos Eretz Yisrael with capital letters, but was Halachos of Eretz Yisrael, says, you see, it's Mishnah either? What's Mishnah saying? So, friends, when they're the sentence of the Mishnah, by some we say a woman can be told if she finds blood and she shechted behima chayva of, that we see maybe she is going to say that dam, instead of being dam nida, was going to be considered dam of the animal. So, of course, you see a raya that she can shecht. Unless the Gemara there is not necessarily a raya that is a valid shechita. She just was involved in. So it's right, so just the valid. So it's. Sorry?
Obvious, would have quoted that as a raya.
To me, that's a raya, not like Mati, as opposed to Ephraim. Within the Shavuot Torah, right. So, it could be that's, yeah, it's interesting. Ephraim does say Shachta, but it could be like Mati, Luchora, that's only going to be, there's no halos to that Shchita, that's just a Metzias that she had Dam. So, in theory, she could have played the catch up too, but it's an interesting smuchin that Shchita would work.
On the other hand, it's more because Agav Orche. Sounds like it was something that was going on.
Well, okay.
What was she doing? If the rabbis were snatched away from her.
So you're going to be more of the Sfaradi lineage against the Ramah. The Ramah is the one who's going to make this problem. But the Chora, those that are Sfaradi, we'll talk about in a minute what the minute was. Right, so you point out with Chora, it's good Chora. Even if you say Hashem Yisalfu, why should they be worse than the Gemara? That muhsach, unless they know there is such weak constitution, right? Maybe, but it's interesting Mishnah, interesting Ha'ar by Mati, a very interesting. There's a lot of rage about Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. There's also Kafta Beferach. I don't like this whole idea, but he's lachara merames this idea that Shem Yisalfu, after by Nashim is supposed to Anashim. He says in the next source, Nashim Shem Artis Eldad Hadani. He came Eldad Hadani. Parenthetically, was a very interesting story. The scholars already in Europe. The Wissenschaft was not necessarily from Eretz Yibor, but that was at the beginning of Chachmas Yisrael, trying to explore different aspects of Jewish history. And they wrote a lot about Eldad Hadani. There are different midrashim, or different works about Eldad Hadani. There's a sefer called Otzer Midrashim. There's a rabbi in America called Rabbi J.D. Eisenstein, who was a big malachit, who made a lot of different likutim of different svarim. He has one sefer, Otzer Midrashim. And he writes in Otzer Midrashim, he quotes a lot of things from Eldad Hadani. And there's, if you look on, of course we know the all-important source for anything and everything in the world is, not necessarily trustworthy, but still is, Wikipedia. Wikipedia, they have an whole entrance about Eldad Hadani, and they're malakit from the different Midrashim, someone who ever wrote it, from different, fascinating story about Eldad Hadani. He came from, the Masori is, he came from one of the Ten Shvatim, and he came with someone else from another Shevet, and the other person was rather a corporal individual, rather overweight, and they were on a ship, and the ship was shipwrecked. So they were floating on a piece of driftwood. And the person who was heavy, and he both came onto the island. And the person, and they came to an island with cannibals. So the person who was rather heavy, he was eaten right away by the cannibals. But Eldad Hadani was put into a pit to fatten up. He escaped. It's a fascinating story about what happened there. Malachi, these are different Masorahs, and a lot of the Chachamim, the wise people, not necessarily with our Masorah, from the Wissenschaft, thought that the whole thing was just a fable. It was folklore. Lamaisa, it's hard to say that, because Tosfos, the Mordechai, the Rush, quote Eldad Hadani with a certain amount of reverence, meaning it's hard to say that he just was a charlatan and made things up. The Nodav Yehuda, our Masorah seems to be that we presume there is validity to what Eldad Hadani is saying. So it's interesting just as a point, but it seems that he did come from the Ten Shvatim, so that's what he was called, Eldad Hadani.
That it's actually Machlok Zoshon whether we treat Eldad Hadani seriously. Tosfos gives him an answer. The Rosh just dismisses him. He says, this is like...
But he still is Misachis to it.
Well,
so Rabbi Blaich does say, I think he was some people say he's a charlatan, but...
The Rosh seems to like... They have much less respect from the Tosfos.
But why even quote it? There isn't Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra writes that Svarim Chitzonim that are written, that have no Masorah, not written with Nevuah, or Ruach HaKodesh, we don't say, such as El Dadani Sefer. So it sounds like, meaning, might be that we don't trust the Sefer, it's a Sefer Chitzon, but it doesn't mean that he's saying that the person was a total charlatan. Interesting. Either way, it's a whole interesting side point, not related to Masechus Chulin per se. There are other halachos quoted from El Dadani. There's a halach in Trefus quoted from El Dadani. It's interesting. It's hard to know exactly what's going on, but the Kaftar Farach does say, in the third source, Nashim Shiva Arts El Dadani, maybe in the 10 Shvatim, in El Dadani's area, Hayaliban Chalosh Yosemidai. Maybe there, they couldn't become surgeons. Asuyas Lesalif. But now, if a woman wants to apply to Harvard Medical School, Nashim Shiva the Seinu, Chayos Heina, a pun on the Pasuk. They're Chayos. Our women are nice and strong, they can check. Mamela, there's no concern. So El Dadani, maybe in your town, they were going to be people that were weak. But Lamaisa, for us, we presume that they can shecht. Either way, you see the Kaftar Farach is indeed l'chora maintaining that it's only a din in Nashim, which might be the way of getting around the Gemara on the Afdim of Beis, which might be talking about a Nashim. Nevertheless, there are some that suggest that Eldad Adoni's Chumrah has its source in Halacha, but in Kadshim. Even though Tosus brings a raya dafka from Kadshim that woman can shecht, there's another Tosfos which contradicts this Tosfos. Not really contradicts, but tells us information other than what Tosfos says in Beis HaMinalef. Where's this Tosfos? In Kiddushin. How do you know this Tosfos if you're not wearing Kiddushin? Either you remember it, or someone tells you, or it's quoted in the Taz, in Shchita, Hilchah Shchita, the Dilyon, even if without a fancy Dilyon, it's in the Taz. First Taz, Hilchah Shchita quotes, Tosfos in Kiddushin, Adaf Ayin Vav Beis, who says the following. Zapt the Gemara, Maseches Kohen from the Mishnah, and the next source, in Maseches Kedushin. The halacha is, it used to be very important in the days of Kachim to know the Yichus of a Kohen. So the Mishnah tells us different ways if we know something about a Kohen, even though we can't check his Yichus, we can at least know that he is a Miyuchus Kohen by seeing that he does certain things. Zapt the Mishnah, Ein Bodkin, Woman is Hamezbeach Ulmaila. Any Kohen that was involved in Avodah in the Mizbeach, or involved in the Duchen, or involved in the Sanhedrin, that the very fact that we know someone in his family had such a position means that they already ascertained that his Yichus was a Yichus. He's a valid Kohen. He's a Kohen Yichus. We don't need to check any further. So even though we don't know anything about him, if we go back 8 generations, we see that he said someone in his family tree that had that, that's a drushpanka for his whole family, that he is going to be a Kohen Miuchos. Zoch Tosvos, on that Mishnah, on the Gemara, on the Beis there, Haditnan, Ein Botim in HaMezeach U'Maila. When it says, Ein Botim in HaMezeach U'Maila, what does that mean? Rebusahu. That's a bit chiddush. Demairi, what does that mean, Mizbeach? Afiru ba'avodos haksheris bazarim. Even if he's doing avodah, only was with Sherei Bezarim. I mean, even though he was only a person, could own Shrita, if all he did was to Shecht. Oh, Hefshit. Both of those of Sherei Bezar. Af Adav, the Shrita of Sherei Benashim, Uvavadim, Hainu Dievet. Even though we know the Shrita of Sherei Bezarim, Benashim, and Zarim, that's true only for the Evid. So Zach tells us, if you know, the only people allowed near Kadshim in the Beis HaMikdash were going to be Kohanim. Memela, even if you know that his job was just to shchita in the Beis HaMikdash 4 generations ago, that's enough. Bimalim mikadshim liyuchsin, mizbeach liyuchsin. The very fact that he did shchita is enough. I could have done shchita. You could have done shchita. Shchita sherei bazar. That's true in theory, but lemaisa was never done. Shchita was never done with the Zohar. Melech, we know that he did Shchita, that means that the Kohanim, 4 generations ago, accepted him as part of the Chevra, he's a valid Kohen Miuchas. So what do you see from Tosfos? Even though the Taz writes, this is a Chumra Yaseira. This is a Chumra. It's not true Alpi Din. But what do you see of Lamaisa? Lamaisa, in the Beis HaMikdash, did a non-Kohen ever Shecht? No. It's interesting. One of the most popular things everyone knows about Shchita, about Kachem, is, oh, Shchita Ksheri Bazar. That's true. It's Ksheri Bazar. But did it happen? No. Since it didn't happen, Mamela, it could be Tosfos is right alpi halacha. But alpi mitzias, Tosfos is telling us, again, it's not really disagreement, it's just halacha maisa historically, non-zarim did not shecht. If non-zarim didn't shecht, then we know for kachim, lemaisa, those that were not zarim didn't shecht. And once, if kachim, non-zarim didn't shecht, l'chora, Eldadani was taking the chumras that Klal Yisrael had for kachim, and bringing those to chulun. That was the social milieu that Eldad Hadani lived in. They took all the dinim of kachim and established them for chulun as well. That's pshat in this din. So you're right. Alpi halacha, they're allowed to shecht kachim. But alpi mitzias, did they ever shecht kachim? No. Once they never shechted kachim, mamela, the chiddush of Eldad was not in kachim. It was that we take the din that Klal Yisrael had for kachim and even brought that to chulun. That the chumras of kachim were done for chulun as well. This might sound absurd, but what's smuch into this idea? The Mordechai. Let's see the Mordechai all the way in the back of the Gemara.
What about the non-Kohanim?
What about non-Zarim? So, right, so you have to say they did it, would be a little too. To an extent, right. So chumras, they did it for chumras. But what's. But what, at least what's smuch into this idea? Okay. That's a good point. Meaning, in theory, so all we need is for Yuchasim. Meaning, if he's a Kohen, he's going to be Yuchasim. In theory, it could have been Yisrael and Yuchasim did it as well.
Or even a woman.
For Yuchasim.
Yeah, Nashim Ba'avadim. Nashim Ba'avadim clearly don't fall into Ksherim and Yuchasim.
Nashim have to be Ksherim and Yuchasim, because then you never have, otherwise you'd never have Kohen and Yuchasim.
No. Well, it would be from the father. I mean, as long as they're not going to be.
They also have to be.
They're Sheol Tuna.
It's black and white. They didn't let women shecht because they weren't considered Sheirim.
Right, that's the Taz points it out. Taz is bothered. Taz even asked the Kasha on Tosis. What do you mean, Tosis? What are you saying here? Well, Chora, there we see that it's a problem. Tosis, that's the presumption. That means Nashim in general didn't shecht. Eitan?
So you could just put the two Tosis together and say, yeah, but our Tosis understands.
Right. Fine. Okay. And
Kadami.
Well.
Then they have a good
right. But we'll, right. So we'll be miyashev that's not true. I mean, at least for Eldad. Meaning, whenever that's always the standard. Whenever you miyashev a Rashi for Tosfos, you're saying Tosfos said this pshat and Rashi will say different pshat and Rashi. What's smuchin?
If it was this carryover from a chumra and kachim, then shemayas alpha wouldn't be the reason.
Correct. It wouldn't be true. Right. That's why you have to say that would not be shemayas alpha. What is the smuchin from the Mordechai? Zok the Mordechai, three lines down approximately, after the Mordechai begins in Masechet Chulin. First, we know the Mordechai was not necessarily put into neat paragraphs because the Crusaders Yimachshon of Zichram killed the Mordechai before he was able to be Masader the Mordechai the way that we could read it most easily. Kasim Remenu Baruch, who is Remenu Baruch? Of course, that's the Sefer Truma. Reisi Kasim Vilchashita Shehevi Rabbi Eldad Ben Machli above Eseres Hashvatim. Amar Yehoshua, Mipi Moshe, Mipi Advura, Kala Zabeach Hashem, Ben Yudehu Cheshkita, Aser Welcham Meshkita Aser. Ad Amar Yehoshua, part of what Yehoshua, the Masorah they had from Yehoshua is, Kol Tabach Sheyishchot Shkita Sheina Hadruna, Ben Mehema Ochaya Of. What's the din if you shecht an animal, it's not good Shkita, what do we call it? Piduhu. You would have thought Nevela. Zacht El Zadani, it's Pidul. Pidul, what's Pidul have to do with Chulun? It's an idea of kachim. Well, Yochal, the Mishchot Ad Sheyifna La Kodesh. Welcome to Tefila. I'm sorry. The Lo Yishchot you shouldn't shecht until you turn to Mizrach.
Sounds like
different religion. It does. That sound. That's. But Lamaisa, that's what Elzad Adoni says. The Yishchot below Bracha. Also, if shecht below Bracha, Pidulhu. Below Bracha. What's below Bracha? The Mishchot Arum Pidulhu. So from these. V'mshachad v'lo ha'yel of sudar, if you didn't wear a yarmulke, pidulhu. Then v'lo hurchatz mishach v'zera. T'irtam v'shachach v'shachat pidulhu. Also, if you shecht without going to the mikveh, pidulhu. And then, so the Mordechai says a line later, chumr ba'amahu kol eruz varim v'lon edin tavasei. It's a chumr ba'amah. He doesn't say, Eldad, you're a charlatan. It doesn't make any sense. He says that's a chumr ba'amah. But you'd have to feel, and it's possible to say that these ideas were some sort of ma'an of kachim they kept, even for chulin, at least that was Masara, but there's a shratim. Yaron?
He says that these are ideas of
Kachin.
I don't know.
Oh. Valdem, where's the Chesh of Shlomo? Same Lashon, beautiful. No, that's right. So that's the he's quoting from the Agur. That's the Agur's idea. Okay, this runs you touch him. At least smuch into that idea would be based on the Tosfos. So if you go well with Tosfos and the concept Tosfos and touch him in tradition by touch him, then at least we can understand perhaps Eldad Adoni's idea. That might be perhaps shot as well in what the Mordechai quotes as well as the Rush. Let's see the Rush, the famous Rush. This Rush is a Rush. There's a, as we say, sometimes you have in Torah, Pasuk b'emes pasuk. Sometimes you have a pasuk in the middle of another pasuk. So here, the printers, seems like they put a Ost in the middle of the Rush. Rush starts off, Hakol Shochtin. Then the Rush quotes Eldad Adoni. First he quotes in Siman Aleph, the Halacha of Nashim. He says it's not true. And then at the last line of the Rush in Siman Aleph, the Rush says, V'oso chacham shekasav ilchas Eretz Yisrael, kasav chumrus midaito. He wrote his own chumrus. Uchmo chayin kasav, he also wrote, new sentence, os beis in the Rush, shachach lo birech shekasav psula. Shekh is out of bracha. Again, the same idea as the Mordechai, if you don't make a bracha, shekasav psula. What's pshat in shachach lo birech? So, Pashup Shat, if you look at this idea in a vacuum, just the idea of Lo Bracha, Pashat is Lechora, this was a safety net. The Mishnah says, for example, Pelomer Modim Modim Mishaskin, so a person says Modim twice, we make him leave from the Amud. Why? Because we're concerned that he has more than one deity. Say Modim twice. So there are certain things that a person, in the days of the Mishnah and the Gemara, a person did, which might have indicated that he was not from Eretz Yibur. So it could have been, Luchar, you could have said that's Pshat in Shachat Lo Birech also. If he doesn't make a bracha, we're not sure. We know the Shechita is very dangerous, because just like Shechita exists by Chulun and Tachim, Shechita also exists by Avodah Zarah. If he didn't make a bracha, the concern was perhaps he was not from our Me'amenu. That could have been Pshat within the bracha alone. But if you understand, like the Adra, the Cheshuk Shomo, with this idea that it's going to be a Din in Tachim, then it could be that's Pshat again. The halacha is, we know, Mitzvah Shechus Tavana and Shechus Tavana. We passed in some yes, some no. It's pshara. But even if we say mitzvahs ain't shrichas tavana, and certainly maybe matir, as we have to point out in Chabura, or as we matir ain't shrichas tavana, that might be true for chulin. But the Gemara says mefurish and afyud yimol amin aleph, mefurish and gemara. And afyud yimol amin aleph, right before the Mishnah, minayin u'mesaseit b'kodshim shu pasul. Maybe you don't need tavana, but mesaseit, the Gemara says that mesaseit b'kodshim is going to be a problem. The Machlokas Rashi tells us exactly what Mesaseit means, how far that goes. Shem Zichar or not, whatever the details are, but it's very possible that we know that for Tachim you need something higher than regular Lach HaKavana by Chulut. Mamela, if you presume, like this understanding in the Eldad Adoni, that Pshat is out to Tachim, we can also understand that's Pshat and why Shachat will be Reich Shachat Psula. Again, because by Tachim, we have an added idea that Mesaseit is possible by Tachim. So, what's the best way to make sure you're not misasik? Make a bracha that shows you have tavana. And if we say that you need tavana by tachim, we took the idea of bracha not only for tachim and put it for chulin as well, atu tachim. Perhaps that could be the pshat in all these halachos of Eldad Adoni.
It's interesting. The Rambam goes out of his way to say it's very strange. He says that if you didn't make a bracha, it's still good. You can still eat the meat.
Lafute from
it. Well, I mean, I don't know if he saw the halachos in itself, but. But the way he formulates it, it's almost as if like there would have been some kind of serious concern, which could be a little bit close to what we're saying.
It's hard to say that the Rambam would make a zero to touch him necessarily.
No, meaning that he says it's good, but why does he even have to say it?
Right. To say that the Rambam told you this pshat is still a little bit.
No, meaning there is this idea. Maybe you'll find echoes of it in other areas of Shechita Schulin, you know, like Chul Shnasra al Taras HaKodesh. That there is this affinity between Chulin and Kachim.
So Mayan, at least it may end, meaning that's what you shouldn't think that's true by Chulin. Not a Zeru, it's not we shouldn't think that didn't carry over to Chulin,
right.
Perhaps. Very possibly. But that's two different approaches, perhaps, in Hilchos Eretz Yisrael per se. But then, we have a halacha which is not exactly Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, but may end Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. That's the Sefer HaAgur. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Sefer HaAgur. Who is Sefer HaAgur? One of the late Rishonim. Why is it called Sefer HaAgur? So this is a question asked by who? The Agur. In his Akhtama. Sefer Agur explains three reasons why he called the Sefer Sefer Agur. One reason is Agur. Agur means I have fear. He has pachad. He says, I have pachad. I'm writing a sefer in the world that's created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tola Eretz Al-Balima, Mi Ani Umani, Agur. I'll be scared. I'll be scared stiff. One pshat, Agur. What's the other pshat, Agur? What else does Agur mean? Adur, I will live. Adur Ba'alecha. I will be zochet to live. I'm zochet to be in the Mi Yoshe Beis HaMedrash. Number two. And the third pshat in Agur, he writes, is based on the pasuk in Mishlei. One of the names for Shlomo was Agur Ben Yekeh. Why? Not because he came from Ben Avenue, but the Chazal tell us, what's called Agur Ben Yekeh? Agur means that he, Agur, I gathered together all the Chachma, and Yekeh, I was Meki, I spit it out to everyone else. Or we would say in English, that's the term we have in English called digest. Took all the Chachma, digested it, and made it easy for other people to understand. That's the name of Shlomo, Agur Ben Yekeh. So to gather things together and then give it over to others is Agur Ben Yekeh. That's so he called the Sefer also, Sefer Agur, because likewise, one of the late Rishonim, he took a lot of the words from all the other Rishonim and put it together in a digested form in the mini Shulchan Aruch, make it easy for everyone to understand. So Zach the Sefer Agur, according to the Beis Yosef, HaAgur in the next source, HaAgur Tasav, Sh'af Apisha, that's the postum chain. Even though it's true that Lemaisa, it's true Al-Pi Halacha, we don't hold it to the Eretz Yisrael, is it mutter for a Kohen, is it mutter for an Isha Teshecht? Yes. HaMinog B'chol Golos Yisrael, Shol Yishchutu. The Minog not Teshecht. As I'll utter further, we never saw any woman Shecht. Well, Cain, Ein Lanichon Lishchot, therefore we should not let them Shecht. Ki HaMinog M'vatal Halacha, this Minog can be M'vatal Halacha. Halacha is woman can't do it. Minog is mevatel that. Minog avaseinu tarihi. And we follow what our fathers have done. Parenthetically, this idea of minog mevatel halacha comes up every so often. Whereas one class, one source in postum that it comes up, very nodeya this week. Nodeya the halacha, there are much quotes of minog is that when we read the Megillah, what do the kids do? Or sometimes even he quotes, even adults. What do we do? Klad paman. From Yushem, Yushem, Yurkov, they used to write sometimes on different eights, and they used to write the name Haman or Amalek and bring it together that it should become erased. Tincha Zecher Amalek. And from that, the Ramah says, the minhag became that we always bang when we hear the name Haman in the Megillah. And the Maril was more of a litvah. The Maril says, no, we shouldn't do it because what happens, you miss words. And even if you read it over, then as you read it over, some of the kids are still doing it, so it's not good. So there, the Akron have a discussion. What if, and the Maril uses this term. They use the term minhag vata halacha. What do you mean? Is it true? Maybe that to have to be the minhag to do it is mevatel halacha. Yes, you have to hear it, but make sure that you shouldn't be mevatel the minhag. It's an interesting discussion about this idea of minhag halacha on that idea of klapin haman. But nevertheless, here it's easy to understand. What the ogre means, yes, api halacha, they can do it, but the minhag is more chumr. We have the idea of minhag mevatel halacha hard when it's against halacha, but here it's just a chumrah api halacha, it's not so hard. So the ogre is saying, the minhag is for women not to shech, and therefore they shouldn't do it. And this is quoted by the Ramah. Ramah says, women should not shech. Zach, the Beis Yosef, yeah.
Right. Passion, what you said from the Mordechai before, that the Mordechai puts together Nashim, together people who are over whatever 60 or 80, and people who are younger than 18 and Susan. So are those all Dinim and Kachim also?
Right, it's hard to know.
So the age requirement before is now the Dinim Kachim. Yes, it's also for Rabbana.
Right, it's hard to know. It's interesting. It's hard to understand, meaning it's hard to speculate about El-Hadani in general, but it's possible El-Hadani, meaning the whole idea of what it sounds like, he says, Amar Yoshua Mipi Advura, it sounds like that he came from, they had Torah Shabbat Peh stopped at a certain point, whatever that means. Obviously, it's hard to say too much because the Rishonim accepted what El-Hadani was saying, but it sounds like they had some sort of limitation to Torah Shabbat Peh, meaning they saw the way the Avodah was done in the Mikdash to an extent, and then they went into Galus, so something happened, so they kept that. Sorry, maybe it's a chumrah. It's hard to know exactly what's going on. And these chumras don't necessarily fit in. The whole idea is a little hard to understand.
What do you mean? Ktav Kabbalah lecham
renashim leofot. Ve'ra'inu shelo italfu. Ve'inu shelo italfu? Kak
tatu. Ve'yameh 50 shana lifne.
Kak tatu.
Kemosh eli shayu bakfarim ktanim. Shelo yeh lehem shuchet o yeh rechok. Az natru lehem ktav mechacham leofot.
Az renashim o renashim? Renashim.
Renashim
gam kem.
Shachatu shlosha ofot.
ושלא התעלפו. מאוד מעניין, שלא התעלפו. לנשים. זאת אומרת, יש נשים שוחטות. מאוד מעניין. So, it's, that's, זה על פי המסורת של ה... של הסרדים. על פי האשכנזים, כתוב פה שזה אסור. האגור הוא ראשון מסורת האשכנז, אז הוא חשב שזה אסור. But well, it could be that according to the Sfaradi Masora, like you were saying, the Sfaradi Chavra, the non So this question is, if this is really meaning Ashnaz, is debatable. The Ogre says, it's not the minute. When Vatal Alacha, woman, don't do it. Zakt. The Beis Yosef, that's very nice. What do you mean Vatal Alacha? Min Vatal Alacha means that if woman would come knocking on the door and say, we'd like to share, and then we say to them, no, you can't, that's Min Vatal Alacha. But absence of evidence is not absence of evidence. Absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. Meaning, the very fact that we never saw women yet shechita means that lechar women were home doing other things. They weren't interested in doing shechita. Lorina and a raya. We can't say that women, the fact they didn't shecht, is going to be a raya that women don't shecht. No one's interested. So how could absence of evidence is not evidence of absence? How do we know that women should never shecht? There's no minhag like that. It's just that we never saw it happen. You could imagine in the Ashkenazi communities, they would have said in theory that if you have an African American person who has black skin, he never shechted. So they can't shecht. No, of course, because they never in Ashkenaz, they never had that. Doesn't mean there's a din. Lorin and Araya. The fact that he never wanted to, but if there's a Jewish person who has black skin, first he can shecht also. There's no a din. That's the basis of sign. Lorin and Araya. The Shach defends it. The Shach says, no, it's not true. Lorin could be Araya. What's Pshat? And the Shach is Makatzer. The first Shach in Yeridea is Makatzer. Here he says, look what I wrote in Chosh Mishpat. Chosh Mishpat is Malachi. Three times that we have this idea that Lorin is Araya. What are the three times? The first time is a Gemara. The Gemara says, Mufurish Machokas Tanaim, it's a Gemara in Zvachim, Mishnah in Zvachim, Mishnah in Idios, that Rav Chanina Stana Kohanim was a Kohen, and the question is, what happens if you have a Bechor that becomes a Trefa? What do you do with its R? Do you burn its R, or are you allowed to use its R? It's Oros. Zvach Rav Chanina Stana Kohanim, you should know I was a Kohen, and I never saw that they would burn Oros of a Bechor. What do you see? That he never saw it. Zacht the Chachamim, Lorena and Araya. What do you mean? Maybe you never saw it. Zacht Rashi, as the Shach quotes. Adrab, the second line in the Shach in the next source. Yeshadakh is very Rashi Shamibchad. Because of Rashi, Rashi explains, what does it mean? Lorena and Araya. Shemelo Ira, Biyamav, Shemitza Trefa, Akar Hefshit. Maybe it never happened for the whatever years, whatever decades he was a Kohen. There never was a Bechor, there was a Trefa. Mamela, there we say, Lorena and Araya. That's one source, learning in Araya by not seeing them ever burn trefa. What's the next case? The Shach quotes from the Ma'arik. Ma'arik has a question. What if a person is going out with a girl and he decides to give her presents? Gives her shalachmanos, gives her other presents, and then he decides it's not a good shidduch, they decide to break it off. They never get engaged, never get married. So we know there's a Mishnah, there's a diyun in the Gemara tradition, choshen l'sivlonos. If we are talking about sivlonos, what does that mean in the Gemara tradition, choshen l'sivlonos? That means the Sivlonos, presents, show there was Kedushin. But the Ma'arik had a different discussion. Perhaps the very fact that he gave so many presents meant that was Kedushin. Maybe the presents were Kedushin. So Ma'arik says, look, it depends. But what's the minhag? If the minhag in that community is that presents were given as Kedushin, it's going to be Kedushin. If the minhag was that presents were not given as Kedushin, it's not going to be Kedushin. So as the Ma'arik says, Lorin and Araya, we never saw it happen. So we don't know, look, there's no Raya, it's going to be Kedushin. Ma'arik there is saying that Lorino is a Raya. Lorino, the fact that we never saw it happen proves that it's not Kedushin. Maybe it never happened, but the Marik's not bothered by that. So again, in the first case, by the Oros of the Bechor, say Lorino ain't a Raya. The Marik says, though, the Lorino is a Raya. And then the Shach says, our case also with Shechita. What's the Pshat of the Shach? Pshat is no. If something happens once in a blue moon, then of course Lorino ain't a Raya. Meaning, if, let's say we say, the Shach says in the last two lines, the last four lines. Imkein b'sivlonos shushum adam lo shama mishahechmir. By sivlonos, no one ever heard of us being machmir. Imkein minin didi shami olam lo shama shum adam shanashim shochfus. We never heard women shecht. V'damad ever shkeach tuva. If women would shecht, would it happen all the time? That's a shach, of course. People would be doing it all the time. Hilch shkita no adim chol yom. They happen with their shecht all the time. Lo shamanu shami olam isha shachto shavam delch shkita. We never found a woman shecht. Elamin at pashtush in nashim shochfus. that's going to be considered a good raya. So there's a difference. If you have a case of the Bechar, it could be there never was a Bechar, there was a Treifa in all the days of looking at Svan Kohanim. Mela, that's why Lori Ino and Araya. He never saw it. He never saw them burn one because there never was one. But if something happens every day, such as Shkita or Sivonos, Kedushin, the fact that we never heard it being Kedushin, the fact that we never heard a woman Shecht, there it's enough of a story to say that Lori Ino is indeed Araya. That's what we passed in the Ramah says, the Shecht quotes, Lori Ino and Araya, women usually don't Shecht. Of course, the Rav has a. And again, this is not shot in the Hilchos Eitz Show. This is in the Agur, which is saying the din, the same as Hilchos Eitz Show, but not the same lundus. The minog is for women not to shecht. The Rav has this, in the Sefer, the Rav quotes a pshat that perhaps, since we know the minog in Europe was to make a woman to give a haskama, the tzibur used to give a certain haskama, kabbalah for shchita, memela, that was a certain minoy. We know there's a machlokas rishonim if a woman can have a minoy or not. Machlokas Rambam and Rashi, if a woman is allowed to have a minoy. Is she allowed to be a king? Allowed to be president of a shul, let's say? Is she allowed to have any communal position? So, how do we pashtun? Not so pashtun, but the Rav thought perhaps that we're choshesh for the Rambam that says that a woman can't have any communal position, that's why women didn't shecht. If one wants to really say that pshat of the Rav, one could even said a more pashtun pshat. What was pshat woman not shechting? Kalkfu the basmalach panima. Some suffer says, for example, some suffer says, why do women not light Hanukkah candles? Because it used to be that they lit Hanukkah candles outside, and women didn't want to go outside. That was not matavadik. This was supposed to be Panima, so they never went outside. Mela, if you say that's Pshat, that could be Pshat in Europe. Why women never shafted? Also, it was more than Sneas. You don't even need to say the Rav's technical part. That's the Rav thought it was because it was an official Mino, Yisrara.
Is that true? The Rav Mishra says that you can't understand how women could shaft in the first place in order to shaft to be a Bakken Halacha, and you can't understand how women could
shaft. But no Halacha. Yeah. That's another, so it means they just never learned it. Devalid.
Isn't the Shafan Rav said that you don't have to be a Bakken Halacha in order to shaft?
You have to know something. At least you have to know. Meaning,
you
have to know. Yeah. So you say, or maybe one could say, in certain, they would argue perhaps one should be with you.
Saying that it's due to a kol kovod abas panima, she could do it in her backyard.
Right. That's the question. So that's what the Rav quotes. That there are some that say that woman shechtu la'atzma but not for acherim. That's a raya. He says. You see, that's the door. Acherim is a srara. For themselves, is not a srara. One might also be able to say that pshat is that. It's just they didn't sneeze. They didn't shecht for others, they shecht for themselves, perhaps. But like I said, it's a fascinating, as Rav Shechter say, fascinating literature on the topic about women shechting in general or not. The Gemara continues on the Beis HaMikdeis. One of the approaches in the Amoraim to understand the Mishnah is that we're talking about Kadshim. So after the Gemara and Beis HaMikdeis, Amar Rabbi Bar Ula, this is 12 lines down on Beis HaMikdeis. Amar Rabbi Bar Ula, Hakitani. Hakal Shochtin Vafiu Tamei Bechulin. Everyone can shecht. Who does that mean? Even a Tamei. Why can a Tamei shecht? Ma'ala Memra. What do you mean, Bechulin? Of course, we're all Tamei. Unfortunately, we can all shecht. Chulin. Bechulin Shnasu Taras HaKodesh. No, it means Chulin that are Nasu Taras HaKodesh. Because Savar, Chulin Shnasu Taras HaKodesh Kodesh Damu. That means Chulin that were made with the Chumras of Kachim, you shouldn't shecht because. In theory, they could be Matam of the Kachim. And it's still going to be okay. So what should he do? Maybe Sakhan Aruch of a Shachar, but you should bring a Sakhan which is long enough not to have to touch the animal. You can check. You shouldn't touch the meat. Or Mokdashim, but in real Kachim, you shouldn't check. That's the Gemara. So what is the Gemara? At least one version in the Gemara is that what does the Mishnah mean? Tame shouldn't check Kachim. Zaf the Gemara, in the bottom of Bezim and Bez, the last two lines. Hi Tamei, itma b'mai. What does it mean? How is this Tamei Tamei? Zacht the Gemara. Ilem itmi b'meis. If he's Tamei meis, b'chalal cherev amarachmana. The Torah says b'chalal cherev o b'meis. We're going to read it soon in Parshas Parah. He can't touch chalal cherev. If he touches chalal cherev, cherev erif chalal. If a person, we know, if he touches a mace, so zacht the Gemara. What's happening? This person is the shochei. Is holding a knife, and he touched a mace. Zok tenemara, cherev erif chalal, which means if this person, we know mace is aviyavos. Rashi explains, on Nimo and Aleph, first Rashi, mace is aviyavos. If mace is aviyavos, and then he touches a mace, so he's going to be an av. Now he's holding a cherev, he's holding a knife, which is metal. So Rashi explains, let's see Rashi, tumashal mace, ruyus lotame tweet, you don't mace, vanadebo. If nobody had matchos, Rashi says after, everyone see the second line in Rashi, matchos, which means, of course, metal. If, again, mace is aviavos, a person touches the mace, he's an av, and he's holding a knife, what's the knife? Knife is going to be chalacherev, chayrev tuchal, knife is also going to be an av. Mela, that knife is an av, and he shechts, touch him, make touch him into a rishon. He's going to make the touch him tame. That's the Gemara. The Gemara answers no, it has to be from a shokana, he has to shecht with something else, which is not makabel tuma. So, Zot Rashi, between you and me, says Rashi, we don't really need chayrev tuchal. Let's say there was no din chayrev tuchal, which means, chayrev tuchal, of course, means that whatever touches a person who's either a viavos or an av would be the same level as the person doesn't go down a level. Usually in touch in tumah we go down a level. So zakt Rashi, let's say we wouldn't have chayrev tuchal. You have mace is a viavos. Touches the mace, the person touches the mace is an av. Touches the sakin, sakin is going to be a rishon, and rishon shechts touch him. We know that the rule is that other metalim have to become a rishon and nothing more. But Okhlu Mashtan can become a Shani. Mela, this animal is going to be Okhlu as soon as he touches the animal with the... He's an Av. Knife's a Rishon. The animal becomes a Shani, and is the animal Tame? Yes. So does the Nora really need Chayri or Tuchalo? No. Because Lamaisi, even without Chayri or Tuchalo, he's still going to make it ruined. Again, Meis Avi Avos. He's a Av. Sakhan is a Rishon without Chayri or Tuchalo. And Kachim is going to be a Shani, which is Tame. So Rashi is the Chumrah to say Chayrev Kol, we didn't really need it. Chayrev Kol means that Mesa Viavos, he's an Av, Sakhan is also an Av, and the Kachim is a Rishon. But when we have to do a Rishon instead of a Shani, we don't really need it. This is a very important Rashi, Machokas Rishonim, in general, what the din is with Chayrev Kol. Is Chayrev Kol only with metal or not? Rashi here says clearly, Matchos, that Chayrev Kol is only with metal. This is a famous Machokas between Rabbi Natam and the Rimi Simpont. Rabbi Yehuda Simponti, he's, if you look in the side of the Gemara on the Aleph Amud Beis, on Aleph Amud Beis, Eilu Sofa Sokadosh Shosav B'Shas Hazeh, from the Ram printers, they tell you all different things they added to the Shas, at least in mine, I don't know if this is true in the standard ones, Oschof Aleph, you have in the regular ones as well, Oschof Aleph is the Riv Matz. Riv Matz wrote one of the Rishonim wrote a Perishon Zerayim, Rimi Simpont. So he was one of the Bali Tosos. He understood that the idea of Chayrev Tuchal is not only for Mateches, it's true for any Kli. Not only for Mateches. So would he say that Rashi Chayrev Tuchal after Mateches? No, it would be true with anything. Well, Maisa, Krumas Shaltane, which the Gemara introduces, is called Shute Kli Eitz. That's not Metabol Chayrev Tuchal, that's going to be okay. But Eitz is also, Eitz, Mateches, are all going to be considered Beshetef. That's all going to be metabel tumah chayrev tuchal. So you don't need to say like Rashi mateches, even not mateches. That's the opinion of the Rimi Simpont. Where does he say it? So this is quoted by the Rav in Olos. In Olos, the Rash in Olos, the Rash of course was the Rash Mishans, one of the great Rishonim, also Bali Tosos, Talmud of the Ri. He wrote a perish on Zroim and Taros, and he quotes this machlokes between Renatam and the Rimi Simpont. Renatam understood like Rashi is only mateches. But the Rimi Simponti, disagreed. He understood that it's true even for any other kli. How does the Rambam pass him? Rambam also passed him true for any kli. So Rashi and Renatam hold is only Mateches. The Rimi Simponti and the Rambam holds it's true for any kli. And that's how the Rav quotes in the Mishnah. Mishnah Maseches Olo says, Shosha Telem Hanodeya Hanodim Mace. How do we have it? Shosha, we have three levels of Tumah. Telem Hanodim Mace. The Telem. Name to Meshuvah. You have Kalim that touch a mace, Mace of Yavos, Kalim that touch it is a Rishon, and Kalim and Kalim, all those are going to have 7 days like a mace. How is that true? Hashlishim and other men Kalim, Tamei Tumas Erev. So we have, this is the Chayrev Tuchal, this is the Mishnah of Chayrev Tuchal. You have three Kalim. Mace of Yavos, person touches the mace is an Av, also needs Paraduma, and Chayrev Tuchal touches that person, all three of them need, they're all of Tumas Mace, they're going to need Hazar Shlishi Ushvi'i. Zach the Rav, what does it mean? Bein kli matchos, bein kli shetef, v'dodim, b'tam t'mei satzmo. Matchos, anything shetef, shetef means anything you can put into the mikvah, not kli cheres, anything else you put in the mikvah, all those have cheres t'chol as well. V'dodim, that's all considered a cheres t'chol, not like Rashi, not like Renatam. This is quoted in Nazir, Daf Nandalim Abayz, is a long toast that quotes it, as well as in the Rash, in this Mishnah, Aleph, Olos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam, just the Shas Yediyah. Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi hold that Chayrut Chol is only true by Matachas. The Rambam and the Rimi Simpon hold it's true by all Kleilim, as the Rav quotes in this Mishnah. Zacht Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's not just the Yediyah and Shas, that's Pshat in Rashi here as well. Rav Moshe Feinstein is talking about Shechtim with the gloves. In general, he has to Shechtim with the gloves. He talks about different issues that exist with Shechtim with the gloves. One issue is, perhaps, based on certain Gemaras, you're supposed to show Chavivas for mitzvahs. So you don't want to show that a mitzvah is Nimas. So if you put on gloves, because you show you don't want to get your hands dirty, maybe it's not appropriate. Part of the blood, toil, sweat, and tears is to be involved in Shechita. That shows Chavivas HaMitzvah. Like we have the middle of the Ramah quotes that after Havdalah, some people dip your hands in the wine that, from Havdalah to show Chavivas HaMitzvah. So maybe Rav Moshe talks about someone suggested perhaps it's not right to shecht with gloves because that's showing that you don't have Chavivas HaMitzvah. Rav Moshe says it's not true. It's not really Chavs of the Mitzvah Shechita, the Dam. It's just something which happens to come. He has all discussion. But in the middle of the discussion, he talks about what about shechting with gloves, and quotes this Rashi. Zacht Rav Moshe and developed with the piece. He says, Rashi that says that this whole Mishnah didn't need to add Chayriyat Chol is Rashi Lushitasa. Because Rashi understands that Chayriyat Chol only applies by what, Rav Osai? Matecha. Zacht Rav Moshe Feinstein, Posek Hador, Rav Hutoi Machol Kosam, Imudaf to Bukhay Matkos to Adim to Chol Odam to Chol Telem. The Rambam, Damsor Remus and Pont, Tosu Nazir, they say, with Ora, that Rav Moshe says, we could have gotten out of this Gemara. This Gemara is saying, how is this person Tamei? Bukhar, if he's Tamei, if he is going to be the Mesa via Vos, he's an Av, the Sakhan is going to be a Rishon. Bukhar, what's the simple answer? What should we do? Put on gloves. So now we have Adam, we have Mesa via Vos, Adam is a Av, gloves become a Rishon, knife to Shani, it won't make the Ochlin Tamei. So after Rav Moshe, according to the Rambam, that says that even Chavet Chol applies to non-metal kelim, even Megadim, but you can't put on gloves. The Yitmu Katame Meis Liosav, because the gloves themselves are Tame. So according to the Rimis and Pont, and according to the opinion of the Rambam, to our Gemara say we're talking about a person wearing gloves? No. Is it Meis, Aviavos? Then the person himself is an Av, puts on gloves, the gloves are also an Av. But Zot Rav Moshe, third line of Rav Moshe, Ayen Sham B'Rashi, the Litzrach HaChavir T'Cholol. Rashi says you don't need HaChavir T'Cholol. And Zot the Rav Moshe, now I skip to six lines down in the Rav Moshe, on the last source of the Rambam Commentary. For Rashi, she tells us for Litzrach, Rashi says we don't need HaChavir T'Cholol in our Gemara, we should discover Zaf B'Chi Matko HaChavir T'Cholol. Rashi understands that only metals T'Cholol. Mamela, there's no reason for the Gemara to answer you have in gloves, can push with varov shams. V'chein, in yishab vate yadayim, if you shecht with gloves, vade lo yitma, mishum de vate yadayim yirishon, v'lo yitam osasakin. Then taka, gloves would have been a good way for this person to shecht without the person being tamei. U'mukhrachin lomer, da'ar b'sakin, minodeh asakin b'yadu. We have to say this Gemara is referring to a person who's not wearing gloves. Because if, according to Rashi, the only way for this Gemara to be talking is that there's no gloves. Which is why we have meis aviavos, then he's going to be an av, the sack is going to be a Rishon. Because if he puts on gloves, then the sack is only a Shani. Is the Chavir going to be Tameh at all? No. Because Rav Moshe says, with Charifus, the only reason Rashi says here that Chavir Chol is not necessary is because Rashi holds that if a person would have put on gloves, gloves would stop the Tumah from going further. Because Chavir Chol doesn't apply by anything which is not Mateches. Mamela, must be the Gemara is not referring to gloves, and that's why we don't need Chavir Chol. But Zacht Rav Moshe, according to the Rimis and Pont and the Rambam, that understand that Chayavir T'Cholol applies even by other Begadim, this Gemara needs Chayavir T'Cholol. Because without Chayavir T'Cholol, what would happen? Meis Aviavos, person is an Av, gloves are going to be a Rishon, Sakin's a Shani, and then we're going to make the carbon into a Shlishi? There's no Shlishi. It's not going to become a Shlishi. Mela, the Gemara could have said we're talking about gloves. If we're talking about gloves, says Rav Moshe, since you can shecht with gloves, the only thing we're talking about, says Rav Moshe, the only way to save our Gemara, if we're wearing gloves, is to say Chayavir T'Cholol applies even for gloves. Mela, Mesa Aviavos, touches the Mesa is an Av, gloves are an Av, Sakin is an Av, or Sakin is going to be Rishon, it's not, and then we're going to still have the touch, we're going to be a Shani. So Rav Moshe says in his Charifus that again, according to Rashi, we understand why Rashi Lushitasu said that there's no reason to say Chayavir T'Cholol here. since we're not talking about gloves, Mela, even without Chayiv Reb Chol, Aviavos, then the person is going to be an Av, Sakhan the Rishon is going to make the carbon into a Sheni, that would work as well. But according to the Rimus and Pont and the Rambam, we could have been talking about gloves here, Mela, we need Chayiv Reb Chol, because without Chayiv Reb Chol, the gloves could have stopped the Ultima from transferring, and therefore the Gemara would not necessarily be able to get off the ground. Look at the Rav Moshe in the last source, interesting, the Chab, and where the Rav Moshe, Pasuk Ador, Pshat is necessarily Mukhrach in Rashi, one to think about. That's Rav Moshe Tarifus as far as Halacha Maisa, how we understand this Gemara and Rashi's Hasavah. Rav Moshe have a Freilich and Purim, Ezra Hashem, Shalom Vesaros Tavos, and I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow night, Ezra Hashem.
Yes, man.